Department of State for Windy City Bulls basketball as they welcome in the Canton Charge. But first, we'll send it to Amber Johnson for the national anthem. And that again was Amber Johnson with a beautiful rendition of the national anthem. Again, we are here at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates on a snowy night. Hope you guys all drive safe out there. I'm Joey Alexander. I'm here with Jasmine Morales and Anna Stanback. They will be my color analyst tonight. The Windy City Bulls take on the Canton Charge, two struggling teams looking to get back on track. Tonight's referees will be Evan Scott, Tyler Merkovich, Ashley Moyer Glitch. And Canton Charge will be wearing the maroon colors with yellow stripes on the side. Windy City goes with the home white with red trim and red lettering. So, Jasmine and Anna, last game, Windy City fell short to Grand Rapids Drive, stretching their losing streak to 6. And so they've been struggling, looking to find themselves, trying to find their groove. What do you guys think, after seeing last game, what they need to improve on to get out of the slump?
Definitely. Offensive rebounds need to have more of those. As you see, they're missing shots. Blakeney's been struggling lately. We need to have a body in that paint to get them rebounds so that we can reset the clock and, you know, get another chance at getting another shot.
Yeah, being aggressive, being consistent. Of course, like Jasmine said, the rebounds offensively and defensively, and not going for tough shots, getting in the paint and making easy buckets.
And as you hear in the background, Windy City Bulls about to be introduced. So as they introduce the Windy City Bulls starting lineup, I will introduce the starting lineup for the Canton Charge. And so starting at the first forward position is going to be Roosevelt Jones. He'll be wearing number 12. Another forward, number 22, Ja'Cory Williams. At center, number 18, Gerald Beverly. And then the guards are number 3, Marcus Thornton, and guard number 50, Kevin Olakibe. That's going to be a tough one for us to be saying tonight. So as they introduce Windy City, I agree with you guys. Antonio Blakeney had a really rough game last game, only getting 20 points, and he's been averaging 33.3, which is the league high for the G League. So that's definitely going to take a hit on his stats. And it seemed like he could never really get in rhythm, and when he wasn't in rhythm, the rest of the team wasn't in rhythm. So they were struggling there. So as we see that this team is based around once he goes, they go.
Yeah.
But also when he isn't going and he's chucking up shots, he needs to also facilitate the ball more to his other teammates and also make more plays. So hopefully tonight they can fix that. And so tonight's starting lineup for the Windy City Bulls is going to be at the forward positions, number 0, Jalen Johnson, forward number 21, Daniel Oshefu, guard Antonio Blakeney, then the other guard position, Cameron Payne, coming down for the Bulls, and the other guard position, Jarrell Eddy. So that'll wrap up the starting lineups. We are getting ready just in time for the tip-off here in the Sears Center.
Yes, we're ready for this showdown.
Are you ready for the showdown?
Yes.
Both teams?
I'm really hoping that the Windy City Bulls come out with a win tonight.
Yes, Windy City is 13-20, and Canton Charge are 13-21. So, again, both teams not having the season they'd like.
Yeah.
Obviously trying to use tonight to build off something, gain some momentum, and get their seasons on the right track. Right now they're both the bottom feeding in the Central Division. And they're going to need to have a solid second half of season right here to even have hopes at any kind of playoff berth. And as a player, you want to get as much playing time, especially these G League guys. So you never know what's going to happen next year, where you're going to be. So the more time you get in the court, the more experience you get, the better it is for them. And I definitely think these guys are have what it takes to get the final push. Also, key injury tonight, Brandon Wood is going to be out with a right knee injury. I talked to him before game. He injured it last game against the Grand Rapids Drive. It's just a slight knee tweak, he said. He will miss tomorrow's game as well against Canton Charge. But he should be back for Tuesday's night's game. So hopefully Brandon Wood gets back. And Ryan Archidiacono, the leading assist leader on this team, is up with the Big Bulls as they play. And welcome back Jimmy Butler, Taj Gibson, and Tom Thibodeau to the United Center. So we're just about set for tip-off here as Daniel Oshefu is set to take the tip-off for the Windy City Bulls against forward Ja'Cory Williams. And Oshefu wins it, gets it to Cameron Payne to begin this game, and we're off. Cameron Payne gets it over to Jarrell Eddy as he gets it down to Jalen Johnson, who sets the play up, looking for someone to pass to, and he finds Jarrell Eddy just inside the right wing, and first shot no good for Jarrell Eddy.
Yeah, that was a quick open shot. It was just unfortunate that it wasn't completed with a bucket.
Yes, and then now, so Ja'Cory Williams in the ball handle, gets it over to Roosevelt Jones. Roosevelt Jones pass over to Oke Libe, and the first shot good with a two-point layup for Marcus Thornton. Cameron Payne dribbles the ball down, looking for a screen. He gets over to Blakeney in the left corner, and good for Antonio Blakeney. First points for Windy City is going to be a three-point field goal for Antonio Blakeney.
Yeah. Beautiful three-pointer by Blakeney. He just shot it up and it went right in. I think he may be finding his rhythm tonight.
And that's what Windy City hopes to see, get off to a quick start as Marcus Thornton puts up a shot just above the key and it's no good. Rebounded by Jalen Johnson, who gets it quickly over to Jarrell Eddy on the right as he fakes three, shoots it again. No good again for Jarrell Eddy as Oshefu goes for that one, but tipped out by Oshefu. Canton's ball.
Yeah, it's good to see Oshefu underneath the basket trying to hustle for that rebound. So that's what the Windy City Bulls need to continue to do.
Oshefu definitely can be a disruptor down there with that big body as we continue play as Marcus Thornton throws the ball across court to Oke Libe. Oke Libe gets it over the top of the three-point line. Ja'Cory Williams. Jones now guarded by Eddie, pushes down low into the paint. Nice little right-handed hook, and good for Ja'Cory Williams.
Yeah, Jarrell Eddie had him guarded, blocked, and everything, but it just wasn't enough to stop him from making it.
And a bad pass by Cameron Payne. Couldn't find anybody looking for Jarrell Eddie, but didn't find anybody but Canton Charge. And speaking of Canton Charge, they just got a charge going the other way. Ball headed back for Windy City. So as Windy City continues, we are with 10:13 left in the first quarter. 4-3, Canton's lead. Cameron Payne brings the ball up, finds Antonio Blakeney as he almost steps over the mid-court line. Recovers himself nice. He gets screened by Daniel Oshefu, cutting back to the basket. Oshefu with the right hand just off the back. Not enough touch there for Oshefu. This ball bounced around the backcourt, recovered by Jones. Jones brings it up. Little right-handed floater again by Jones over Oshefu. I don't think Oshefu was expecting that. Cameron Payne getting bodied by Oke Libe. So this will be a struggle, guys. Oke Libe with the work on that. Oke Libe.
Oke Libe was being very aggressive with Cameron Payne while he was coming up the midway court.
So Jarrell Eddy now set to inbound, gets into Antonio Blakeney. Antonio Blakeney looking for a screen by O'Shea, who does not get it as he gets double teamed, kicks it out to an open Cameron Payne, left wing, no good for three. Rebounded by Corey Williams. Williams brings it down. Quick three, right wing, Okelibe, no good. Hit just about every part of the rim. Edge is rebounded by Cameron Payne. He gets it up real quick to open Oshefu, and he just misses it, but they think they call a push-off foul on Oshefu. So Oshefu getting a rare start. He's been out of the lineup for quite a few days. Looks like Coach Henry wants to get him some playing time as Canton Charge brings the ball back up, led by Roosevelt Jones, former Butler Bulldog, who just retired this past year, a few months ago, but now is back making a return as Marcus Thornton shoots up a quick two-point right above the key, no good, as Antonio Blakeney brings the ball back up for Windy City. Oh, as he's trying to shoot a three from the wing, rejected by Okelibe. No, by Gerald Beverly, as he gets it down to Oshefu. Oshefu tries to pin a wide open play, and he tries to get a little too cute with it and pass the Blakeney and fumbles it, but Blakeney gets the ball back for three, and no good. That's just a terrible play by Oshefu. He's got to be a little less selfish there and score the ball.
Yeah, that was a sloppy play by the Windy City Bulls. They couldn't complete the transition with two second chance shots.
Talk Marcus Thornton gets the ball over to the top of the key to Gerald Beverly, who misses. Cameron Payne will bring the ball back down across the timeline. He gets screened by Oshefu on top of the three-point line. Cameron Payne, now easy layup. Good screen by Oshefu.
Beautiful layup. I want to see them slow it down a little bit so that they can, you know, make good plays.
You don't want to get too out of control here early in the game. Get yourself behind as ball handler is Gerald Beverly. Beverly turns the ball over on the pass to Marcus Thornton, recovered by Antonio Blake, and he looks slow down the offense as he brings the ball back up court. Gets a screen by Jalen Johnson. Kicks it wildly over to Oshefu, cutting down the paint. Jarrell Eddy now going to ride the baseline and go with the left hand for Jarrell Eddy.
That was a terrific play by Oshefu to be unselfish and pass it out, dish it out to Jarrell Eddy for that beautiful layup.
Yes, time to be selfish, time to be unselfish. And right there, Oshefu made the right decision as Marcus Thornton chucks up three, no good from the right wing, rebounded by Oshefu. Cameron Payne now bringing it down for the Chicago Bulls, not Chicago, the Windy City Bulls, which he does play for the Chicago Bulls, so he's also going to get more playing time, as John Paxson just talked about that. So this might be one of the last games Cameron Payne plays down here for the season, as Oshefu trying to back down, who is a monster of a man, to Corey Williams. I mean, Gerald Beverly is a big man, as he looks over at Beverly, a little stare down by the two. So now just Canton ball after the turnover. Marcus Thornton, as I say, gets the ball. Jones now, got another floater, and no good on that time for the floater for Jones, as Jarrell Eddy brings the ball back up quickly for Windy City. Gets back to Antonio Blake, and he looks at the basket. Maybe thought about a three, not. Instead, takes a screen from Oshefu, then backs it down back to the logo. Cameron Payne now with the ball. Fake, right-handed, and good for Oshefu. And foul.
That play wasn't necessarily a nice, neat play. It was kind of sloppy, but it was a good thing that Oshefu was able to finish it and get a foul.
Yeah, so with that, the team will take a quick timeout, and so will we. You are listening to Windy City Basketball on SportsTownChicago.com.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live, sportstownchicago.com.
I'm Charlie Henry, and your home for Windy City Bulls basketball is sportstownchicago.com.
Leg out. And we are back here at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates. I'm Joey Alexander with Jasmine Morales and Anna Stanback. Right now the score is 6-9. Windy City leads the Canton Charge with 6:37 left to go in the game. And as we were on break, former Bull and five-time NBA champion Ron Harper came in and took a seat. He got a nice little ovation from the crowd. So tonight's Dynasty Night, as many of you guys know. It's Dynasty Night, and Ron Harper is here signing autographs as Daniel Sheffield makes the back end of his and one. So 10-6, Windy City leads, 6:30 left to go in the first. Isaac Hamilton checks in from UCLA Bruin. Gets it over to Ja'Cory Williams. Ja'Cory Williams now going to drive down low over to Sheffu with the left hand. Good for Ja'Cory Williams. Good drive.
Yeah, that was an excellent drive. Sheffu did have his hand up trying to contest the shot, but that just wasn't good enough.
Now Jalen Johnson going to lug the ball up for the big man as he's guarded tightly by Jones, who's on him real tight as he fumbles the ball. That's usually why big men don't handle the ball. Okulibe against Rel Eddie gets it over to Isaac Hamilton for his first time, and he dribbles it off his knee. So it'll be Windy City ball going the other way.
Yeah, Coach. It looks like both teams need to slow down. That's what's going on right now.
Antonio Blake, he's going to bring the ball up for Windy City, guarded by Okulibe. Okulibe, as Blake, and he runs with a floater himself, and good. And an end one for Antonio Blakeney. So he's trying to get himself going here. Windy City is key to the game right now for Windy City. They really need Antonio Blakeney on top of his game if they want to take this one home. So Antonio Blakeney will shoot his first free throw of the night.
Yeah, so far so good. He's starting off great.
And Antonio Blakeney averaging 33.1 points a game, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Okay, Libe, pass it over to Mark Story. Gets tipped out by a good defensive play by Michael Mulder. So tip that ball out and have an easy pass go across court. Ken inbounds the ball, gets it over to Ja'Cory Williams. Ja'Cory Williams pass back to Hamilton. Hamilton pump fake shoots, good for three. Isaac Hamilton.
Yeah, that was a terrific play by Hamilton. How he saw the defending Windy City Bulls in his face, but he's shuffled out of the way to get the open three-pointer.
So as he's talking about that, Antonio Blakeney rises up for a elbow two-point shot. Good for Antonio Blakeney, so he's off to a hot start.
Beautiful
as
shot.
As Kenton Charles comes right back with the right wing three-point. No good. As Rel Eddie gets it.
Missed the basket.
Antonio Blakeney brings the ball right back up. As Arthur Edwards gets ready to check in for the Canton Charge, Michael Mulder gets the ball at the top of the three-point line. Jalen Johnson kicks it far over to cross-court left wing for Antonio Blakeney as he's taking himself to the hoop, stop, drop, and good for Antonio Blakeney. Good shot.
Yeah, Antonio Blakeney seems like he's really on fire right now. We don't need him to cool off. He needs to stay hot.
Libe looking for someone to pass. It's Isaac Hamilton at the top of the three-point line. Gets screened by Ja'Cory Williams. Looks towards Ja'Cory Williams, doesn't get it. Jones again with the floater. He's been working on that, and it's good again. That's like his fourth floater, I believe. And it's Jalen Johnson going to bring the ball up. Hopefully goes better than last time for the big man. Gets it over to Darrell Eddie in the right wing. No good again for Darrell Eddie. Ja'Cory Williams now. Little dribble fake. Takes it for himself. Misses the layup, though. Rebounded by Darrell Eddie. Darrell Eddie going to run it back up. Get it over to Michael Mulder on the left side of the court. Looks, gets the handoff from Sheffu back to Mulder, and no good for 3-point for Michael Mulder. Isaac Hamilton now gets it back to Mark Thornton. Mark Thornton is going to get a ticky-tack foul against himself. Illegal screen on Isaac Hamilton, my bad. So Isaac Hamilton picks up his first. He's going to get technical foul against No? Okay, never mind. I thought you called attack. As Antonio Blakeney gets the ball. And Jake gives it back to Jalen Johnson, who will bring it across the center court as he kicks it quickly down to an open Antonio Blakeney down low as he fights for position, kicks it out to the left wing. Michael Mulder, no good for three. Here comes Canton Clark, right down, right back down into the key against Oshefu, but he is fouled. So Ja'Cory Harris.
Yeah,
Ja'Cory Williams will shoot two.
It was clear that Oshefu put his arm around him, so that was a foul.
And it will be a non-shooting foul on the floor. So Tyler Harris checks in for Oshefu. Tyler Harris, again, brother of the now Los Angeles Clippers, Tobias Harris. So basketball in the blood. Shot up by Marcus Williams. Good for three. It is now 17-16. Windy City leads with 3:22 left to go in the first quarter. Tyler Harris at a high screen. Well, that's a high screen for Antonio Blakeney that cuts back to the basket. Antonio Blakeney continues with the ball, going to drive down, kick to Michael Mulder. Keeps it down low in the post, just outside for Jalen Johnson. Gets it over to Carrington Ward, who drives. Nice floater. Hits the ground, no foul, but tipped out of bounds by Jalen Johnson. Canton ball.
I really enjoyed that play because the Windy City Bulls didn't give up on it, even though it was out of bounds. It was still showing that they were hustling and trying to get the rebound.
So now Arthur Edwards in the game and Jarrett now in for the Canton charge as he's guarded by Antonio Blakeney. They get it down to Ja'Cory Williams again. Blakeney sends it out. Antonio Blakeney with the rejection against Ja'Cory Harris.
I like this hustle that I'm seeing from them tonight.
Yes.
There's a lot of aggression, which is something that they need. They need to, you know, prove that they're a power.
They're hungry right now.
So Windy Canton Charge will take a timeout, and so will we. You are listening to Windy City Bulls basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com.
Tune in live this week as IIT men's basketball takes on Robert Morris University Peoria Wednesday at 7. The women square off with Andrews University Monday at 7, Robert Morris University Springfield Thursday at 5:30, and the Alma College Scots Saturday at 1. Catch all of your IIT athletics powered by the Scarlet Hawks Network on SportsTownChicago.com.
Hey, it's Frankie, and the Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center for Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training and fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcasting and online media experience. I have watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and in Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
Sports down Chicago.com.
And we are back here at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates for Windy City Bulls basketball. Right now it's 2:47 left to go in the first quarter of play. Windy City leading by 1:17-16. Both teams not off to a great start, but not off to a terrible start. It's been about even the whole entire time. Some sloppy turnovers, but nothing to really cost them. Windy City has converted 5 points off the five turnovers by Canton, but they also have four of their own, but thankfully 0 points that led off that. As Canton inbounds the ball. Looks like Grant and Jarrett does the inbound. He gets it into Marcus Thornton. He's guarded by Michael Mulder along the left wing. And it looks like a touch foul by Michael Mulder on Marcus Thornton. It is going to be a shooting foul now because they are in the bonus. Oh, a three-second violation against Windy City. So a technical foul, one shot, and then the ball back for Canton. So Marcus Thornton
missed
his one free throw, his technical free throw. As Grant Jarrett ready to inbound the ball, as he gets it into Thornton. Thornton now driving against Jalen Johnson. Steps back, 2-point shot, no good for Marcus Thornton. Rebounded by Antonio Blake, and he brings the ball back up for Windy City. gets a high screen by Jalen Johnson. Quick three, left corner. And no good, but he got fouled. So Antonio Blakeney will shoot three free throws.
Yeah, I'm loving the aggressiveness that the Windy City Bulls are doing right now. They're being very aggressive, not afraid to take shots, but not taking any silly shots.
So Antonio Blakeney shoots his first free throw. It's good. So especially for Windy City, they need to keep up the tempo, I'd say. And the defense looks good. Offense looks a little tight right now, but they did bring in Carrington Ward right now. He brings in the athleticism and shooting, which they have been missing out on. So as Blakeney puts up his third and good for, he makes all three of the free throws. As Roosevelt Jones gets ready to check in. Marcus Thornton passed over to Ja'Cory Williams. Ja'Cory Williams is going to back down Tyler Harris, and good for Ja'Cory Williams. It's a nice little back down left shoulder fake to open up the shot for Ja'Cory Williams. As Antonio Blakeney gets over the right wing to Jalen Johnson. Jalen Johnson looks a little fake pass to Antonio Blakeney. Gets over to Michael Mulder, top of 3-point line. As he now passes back to Jalen Johnson. High three, top of the 3-point line. And good for Jalen Johnson.
He practices them threes every practice. I see him. So it's finally starting to pay off.
They say practice makes perfect. So it's Jalen Johnson now guarding Grant Jarrett. No good. It looked like a weird little tip out there by Carrington Ward, but rebounded by Michael Mulder. Michael Mulder now gets over to Carrington Ward in the corner. He's going to drive for himself, kick it back out the top of 3-point line. Michael Mulder, no good off the back of the rim as Grant Jarrett now rushing the ball up court, finds an open Isaac Hamilton inside. He pump fakes, decides to take it himself, then drop back for the fadeaway. 2-point shot, no good. Rebounded by Tyler Harris. So now Jalen Johnson has the ball. Michael Mulder airballed it. No good. You do not want that if you are the Windy City Bulls, as they have lack of transition defense there, leading to an easy basket by Ja'Cory Williams under the net.
Yeah, that was a great under the basket dish to get that layup. That was, I'm speechless on that one.
So Antonio Blakeney now with the ball, guarded by Ja'Cory Williams. As he's now going to stop, drop three. No good from the top of the right wing for Antonio Blakeney.
Yeah, the Windy City Bulls need not to get comfortable with shooting up those threes like that. They need to get their head back in the game and, you know, drive in and get the easy buckets.
So Michael Mulder going to stick defense on Marcus Thornton as he gets a screen by Ja'Cory Williams. And again, another screen, a moving screen. Yes, that's what we thought. Moving screen by Ja'Cory Williams. And it's going the other way, Windy City ball. It is 10 seconds left to go in the first, 23-20, Windy City. So how do you guys feel about the game so far? What you've seen, things you see need to improve?
Yeah, being more calm. It's like once they get out of rhythm, they panic a little bit. So they need to calm down and find their rhythm back.
Jalen Johnson, quick three, no good as the time clock expires for the first quarter. It is 23-20, Windy City leads. And we will take a quick timeout and be right back for the second quarter of action here at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
Hi, I'm Antonio Blakeney, and this is your exclusive home for the Windy City Bulls. SportsTownChicago.com.
This is Brad Seymour, president of the Windy City Bulls, and you're listening to your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School.
And we are back here at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates. And Windy City Bulls lead as we start the second half, second quarter of basketball, 23-20 over the Canton Charge. Leading scorer for the first quarter of game is Antonio Blakeney with 13, and for the Charge, they have two guys tied with 6 points, Roosevelt Jones and Ja'Cory Williams. Again, Windy City causing 6 turnovers, scoring 5 points off those turnovers, also having 4 turnovers of their own, but allowing 0 points, so harm but no foul.
That's the way to put it.
As Grant Jarrett dribbles the ball up, gets it down low to Zitzitz. Pass over to Arthur Edwards, no good for three. As Tyler Harris rebounds it, gets it over to Duye Duke, and now up and no good with the easy layup. That's one he's got to have.
Yeah, he needed a little bit of oomph.
Little
in his right hand,
yes,
a little bit more.
Jones gets it back to Will Hamilton, the right wing three, no good, rebounded by Duye Dukin, and Cameron Payne now pushes it up for the Bulls. Cameron Payne now drives, and good for Cameron Payne.
Yeah, he bounced that right off the backboard for an easy two-pointer underneath the basket.
So credit Tyler Harris for the good high screen, leaving the path open to the basket for Cameron Payne. As Canton now has the ball. Jared on the left wing. No good for Canton. And rebounded by Jarrell Eddy. Gets it up to Cameron Payne. Cameron Payne now looking to drive for himself. Kicks it over to an open Jarrell Eddy in the right wing. And ooh, in and out for Jarrell Eddy.
Jarrell Eddy is not having a good start of the first half right now.
And a quick pass down court to Isaac Hamilton on the right elbow and just misses. But fouled. Well, went out of bounds. No foul. Ball out of bounds. Canton inbound.
Jarrell Eddy, 1 of 5 from the field goal. 2 points.
So again, it is 10:40 left in the second. 25-20, Windy City lead as there's foul occurred under the basket. It will be Arthur Edwards shooting two now. So Arthur Edwards has, he's looking for his first points of the night. As he does, he gets his first points of the night for Arthur Edwards. Former Alabama University Roll Tide for him all day, I guess, as Alabama just won the national championship, so I can see he's very happy. Normally from Temple Hills, Maryland. So Edwards makes his first. Do it again. Edwards, a liberal arts major. Never expected that one.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
He makes both shots.
He makes both his free throws. Cameron Payne now brings the ball back up. Cameron Payne, Jarrell Eddy, Duye Dukin, Carrington Ward, and Tyler Harris all on the court for the Bulls as a mispass. Ooh, a mispass by Jarrell Eddy, but Canton brings it down and misses a easy layup. Looks like he tried to dunk it. And
yeah,
failed.
It was good that Tyler Harris was right there to stop him from getting that easy bucket. That's where the foul drew the foul at.
So Arthur Edwards will shoot two. They nicknamed him A.E. I thought it was nickname.
Like A.E.
Yes.
I'm assuming. Maybe not. Just
it
A.
Might. It might be. A.
A.
Well, now
A.
they got Bay, so A. So throw B in front of it.
It's Bay.
Bay. So does he shoot the second of two? And good for Arthur Edwards. Score 25-24, 10-24 left to go in the second. Cameron Prane will bring the ball up for Windy City, guarded by Olekibe. Cameron Prane looking in the low post for somebody as he gets a Duye Dukin, but down to Tyler Harris, deep in and good for Tyler Harris.
Yes, I'm happy to see Tyler Harris out here contributing. He's not afraid to get under the basket and again draw fouls.
Roosevelt Jones brings the ball up for Canton, gets it over to Postoff Vonoff. It's another hard name I have to struggle with today. So Canton Charge will shoot two.
Yeah, I like the way that the Windy City Bulls are being aggressive, but the fouls they need to slow down on.
We have a mystery man shooting the ball right now. And he makes it.
Number 11.
Number 11, yes. We don't have a name. He's on the score sheet. He's nowhere on here. So.
Oh, there he is.
No, Grant Jarrett is sitting on the bench right now. They have his number wrong. He's number 12.
Oh, okay.
Grant Jarrett is a small forward or shooting guard out of Arizona. That's one I do know.
Okay, so one.
This is
never
a mystery,
mind.
Yeah,
I
so
just gave him the wrong number.
As he makes both free throws, and Cameron Payne on the ball handler looks to find someone down low, chucks to the cross court to open Carrington Ward in the corner. No good for Carrington. As Canton brings it back up, Arthur Edwards was going to drive straight to the hole, kicks out the post on Vonoff. No good. But rebounded by Okelibe. Kicked over to Okelibe. No pump fake. No good for three. These guys are going at it under the basket. And Windy City ball.
Yeah, that was a nice bailout by the Windy City Bulls because all of those rebounds were the Canton Charge. And I was wondering what was going to happen.
Cameron Payne brings the ball up for Windy City. He looks up at the shot clock, 14 to go in the shot clock. 8:59 to go in the second quarter, 27-26, Windy City. Carrington Ward now with the ball, gets back to Payne at about the center logo, gets a screen from Tyler Harris. Cameron Payne now gonna drive down by himself with the left hand, no good. Rebounded by Canton. Okelibe brings it up for Canton, kicks it over to Post. I'm gonna struggle with his name all night. As Oshefu gets ready to check in, Okelibe with the shot, and no good. Rebounded by Tyler Harris, scuffle under again by the basket as he's being harassed under the basket by two of the Canton players as Cameron Payne brings it up.
That was a nice play by the Windy City Bulls to get the foul,
yes,
and have the ball back.
All right. So Windy City now to inbound the ball. And ref wants the shot clock set back to 21. So Windy City will lose 3 seconds on the shot clock, 8:21 to go in the game, in the second quarter, 26-27. Windy City lead is Duye Dukin now with the ball at the BMO Harris sign. Gets it over to Cameron Payne. Cameron Payne looking for somebody as he gets down to Oshefu with the right hand. Not good shot by Oshefu.
Yeah,
as
that
Canton
was too
rebounds.
Far left.
So get Jarrett backing down. Oshefu kicks it over to Jones. Jones now good as Ja'Cory Harris and Antonio Blakeney. Antonio Blakeney set the check in for Windy City. Charlie Harris will call a timeout, and we will take a quick timeout as well. You're listening to Windy City Basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com.
Hi, it's Frankie Robinson. The Illinois Media School, formerly the Illinois Center of Broadcasting, provides hands-on broadcasting and online media training in fully equipped radio and TV studios and web-based computer labs. The instructional staff consists of broadcast media and professionals like myself with many years of broadcast and online media experience. I've watched some of my former students get jobs and excel in the industry. Upon graduation, students are well-prepared to enter the broadcast media industry. Check out our campus in Chicago and Lombard and visit beonair.com. That's beonair.com to learn how to get started.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.
I'm Ryan Arciacchino, and your home for the Windy City Bulls basketball is sportstownchicago.com.
And we are back here at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates. I'm Joey Alexander with Jasmine Morales and Anna Stanback. And we are just 7:54 left in the second quarter of play. Windy City trails now 28-27 to the Canton Charge. Looks like Windy City got a little sloppy. Some bad shots taken in the last few possessions. Let's clean it up and get this game straightened out for them as Cameron Payne dribbles the ball up for the Windy City Bulls. Cameron Payne now looks to get the screen high from Oshefu. Oshefu, ooh, as Cameron Payne gets stuck in the air looking for the pass.
This is like Cameron Payne, like second or third turnover right now with the passes.
As Arthur Edwards missed his three-point shot, but Windy City quick back up to Antonio Blakeney off the back of the rim, rebounded by Roosevelt Jones, who brings it up for Canton. Gets over to Arthur Edwards, back to Jones. Jones now dribbled to the far right side of the court. Gustav Vanoff up to Arthur Edwards. Wide open three, top of the three-point line. No good. Rebounded by Antonio Blakeney. Antonio Blakeney gets screened by Oshefu. Looks for Cameron Payne on the right wing. Deep three, right wing. No good, Cameron Payne. So Windy City now struggling as they've missed their last three possessions down the court as Michael Mulder gets ready to check back in for Windy City as Gustav Vanoff makes his, no, in and out. 4-3, rebounded by Oshefu. Oshefu looks to kick it up to Blakeney. Blakeney not going to take it down. Tipped out from behind by Edwards. Edwards now gets his pass up forward for the easy dunk. So a little reward for the good play by Edwards. As I gets it over to Antonio Blakeney, kicks it over to an open Duye Dukin right corner. Good for Duye Dukin. So Duye Dukin getting on the board for the first time tonight.
Yes, it's good to see him out here. Nice, tall person that, you know, is a big guy.
Yes.
Can get something done.
Definitely a three-point shooter as Jones now with that little baby fade, baby floater he's been doing. No good for him as he airballed it. Cameron Payne now top of three. No good for three for Cameron Payne as he now continues to struggle. He now only has 4 points.
Yeah, it looks like he's a little bit frustrated right now. This is his second straight three-pointer attempt.
Corey Williams and Marcus Thornton look to check in for Canton. Blakeney gets back to D.A. Duke, and D.A. Duke and now over to Darrell Eddy. Darrell Eddy, top of three-point line, kicks it over to Cameron Payton on the left wing. As Oshefu looks to set the screen, cuts back down to the basket, leaving Cameron Payton, kicks it over to Duye Dukin wildly, and a bad turnover by Windy City as it comes down 2-1 as Arthur Edwards with the emphatic one-handed dunk. That gets Canton going, and that's going to earn another timeout by Coach Charlie Henry for the Windy City Bulls. 5:23 left to go here, 32-30 Canton. You're listening to Sports Town, SportsTownChicago.com.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can also specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. So come check us out. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, be on air.com.
Lions and Tigers and
the Bears.
The Bears
on SportsTownChicago.com.
I'm Charlie Henry, and your home for Windy City Bulls basketball is SportsTownChicago.com.
And we are back here at the Sears Center, Hoffman Estates, for some more Windy City Bulls basketball as they now trail 32-30 with 5:23 left to go in the first half of basketball. Windy City now going with a little smaller lineup with Michael Mulder, Carrington Ward, Jarrell Eddy, and Antonio Blakeney, and Jalen Johnson, as Canton Charge now have Okalibe, Jarrett Grant, Marcus Thornton, and Postavanov, as the Windy City Bulls turn it over on their first possession.
Yeah, they're playing really sloppy basketball right now. They're having too many turnovers, and the Canton Charge are getting back into this game off of these turnovers. They're having too many in this first half, and it's just ridiculous right now.
Yeah, they got to slow it down. Slow it down. Got enough time on the shot clock.
So now Marcus starting with the ball handler, guarded by Jarrell Eddy, over to Postavanov with the wide open three. No good off the left side of the backboard. And Antonio Blakeney now will bring it up for Windy City as he gets a high screen by Jalen Johnson. Is Antonio Blakeney now going to drive it against Postavanov? And good off the backboard for Antonio Blakeney.
Yeah, that was great for Antonio Blakeney to be more aggressive and go all the way in for that easy layup two-point shot. This is what the Bulls need to do. Be more aggressive, attack the basket.
So Gerard Beverly gets ready to check in for Canton as Corey Williams drives for a layup for himself. No good, as Isaac Hamilton also sits in front of the scorer's table. He will come in at the next dead ball as Antonio Blakeney now with the ball handling with the right wing three. Good, no good for Antonio Blakeney. Sorry, I got ahead of myself.
Yeah, that right there he needs to slow down on. Just go for the easy buckets. You do not need the three.
Antonio Blakeney, 1 of 4 from 3-point.
Yes, that's not ideal for him. He's looking to pick it up as Marcus Thornton now gets the ball down, tries to get the ball down low to Jarrett, but Jarrett jumps back and throws it off of Michael Mulder out of bounds. It'll stay here with Canton.
Yeah, but Carrington Ward was really on him, really been defensive to get him the turnover. Well, it's overturned to the Canton.
So Jarrett and Postavanov will check out as they inbound it down low and fouled. It is Ja'Cory Williams getting fouled there by, looks like Carrington Ward, who looks like he's wondering where he put, if he left the oven on at halftime.
Yeah, I'm wondering where was the foul as well.
Carrington Ward looks completely lost.
Maybe because he was standing behind him, I don't know.
So two shots, Ja'Cory Williams. And, oh, that was a good shot. Not the prettiest of shots, but it goes in. So Windy City's shooting 33% from the field right now, so not great.
Oh.
As Ja'Cory Williams makes the second of his free throws, and Jalen Johnson now will bring the ball back up for Windy City. Oh, and a high pass over to Michael Mulder in the right wing, gets over to Jalen Johnson back, and Jalen Johnson now kicks it down low to Antonio Blake, and he fade away from the right side of the key. Good for Antonio Blakeney.
Yes, this is what they need. Easy buckets, not settling for the three. If they want to get back in this game. It's tied up right now, but for them to really get ahead of the game.
Marcus Thornton step back two. No good for Marcus Thornton from the right elbow as Michael Mulder gets the ball over to Antonio Blakeney, who pushes it up for Windy City. So Windy City looks to get some momentum going here as Antonio Blakeney gets in his takeover mode. Shot for Antonio Blakeney, left elbow good.
Yes, back-to-back shots for Antonio Blakeney. He's lighting up the, you know, the basket, but he needs to stay inside because them outside shots isn't working for him right now.
As Isaac Hamilton now, ball handling, little floater over the top of the defenders. Good shot by Isaac Hamilton. He now has 5 points in tonight's contest. Jalen Johnson now with the ball. Antonio Blakeney now with the ball back to Jalen Johnson. As cutting Jarrell Eddy finds him down low, right in the key as he fights off two defenders, shoots and scores for Jarrell Eddy.
It was nice to see Jarrell Eddy take the initiative and make the shot instead of dishing it back out to someone else open on the outside.
Isaac Hamilton now at the top of the three-point line in the right wing, now gets it down low, tries to get down low to score Harris. Good defense by Carrington Ward as Antonio Blakeney looks to bring it up himself. Blows past the defender and no good, but he will shoot. Well, looks like they'll call it on the floor. So foul on Oki Libe.
That's a great hustle by Carrington Ward to get that steal.
So Jarrell Eddy now to inbound the ball for Windy City. Down the Blake and he was back to the basket. Bodies in the Oki Libe, shoots. And off the back of the rim and backboard, no good. Rebounded by Canton now. Mark Thornton brings it up. He's in the left wing. Rolls right by Jarrell Eddy. Passed down low to an easy dunk for Gerald Beverly. That's just too easy there.
Yeah, that was too easy. The Bulls act like they didn't know what to do looking around instead of guarding. Like that was a bad pass.
Yes, and speaking to Jalen Johnson, throws a ball down low in the post to Antonio Blakeney, who was not quite expecting it. So ball out on the baseline, Canton ball.
They have to get in sync and be aware of where everyone is before they just dish the ball out. It's too many sloppy passes going on.
Isaac Hamilton now with the ball. He's in his D up by Jarrell Eddy. And again.
Oh, my God.
Again, Isaac Hamilton goes right around Jarrell Eddy.
It really looks like they're not paying attention when it comes to the paint area. They need to be better guarding that area. They're getting easy buckets left and right.
It's
now,
like they're not contesting it.
Right now it's 42-38 with 1:30 left to go in the first half as Michael Mulder now drives down, kicks it down to Jalen Johnson with a nice little layup there.
That was a beautiful pass by Michael Mulder to Jalen Johnson to get that easy bucket underneath the basket.
I was about to say he maybe should have taken it himself, but he did find open Jalen Johnson. Has Oki Libe now with the ball on the wing, kicks it over to Gerald. Gerald is a large man. Look at the size of his arms. Jesus. Big arcing three-point shot by Oki Libe as that puts the Canton Charge up by three now, coming down to the final minute of the first half. Antonio Blakeney now gets the screen by Jalen Johnson and kicks it down to cutting Jalen Johnson across court. Jarrell Eddy in the corner. 4-3, Jarrell Eddy.
That was nice sharing the ball with the Windy City Bulls. They're slowing down. They're taking their time to find Jarrell Eddy open for that three-pointer. That was awesome.
So Ole Kibe now gets over to Marcus Thornton. Marcus Thornton now guarded by Michael Mulder. Looks for the screen. Goes the opposite way. Pump fakes on Mulder. Then jumps back. No good for Ole Kibe.
That was a beautiful pump fake, even though he didn't make that shot.
Got him in the air. Just could not finish. As Antonio Blakeney now going to try to run some clock as the shot clock goes down. 2:10 seconds. Game clock at 16. As Antonio Blakeney looks to clear out the offense. Wants some isolation. Now guarded by Oki Libe. Pullback jumper. Antonio Blakeney good with the fadeaway. And that'll draw a timeout for Ken. And we will take a. And we will stay here, actually, as we are coming in. We will come in with the final 8 seconds of play with Windy City now up 45-43. And it looks like Antonio Blakeney as. Came to play today a little better than he did last game.
Yeah, a lot better. A lot better. He's being more aggressive. He's getting easier shots and not just throwing. He had a couple of plays where he just threw up three-pointers, but then he noticed. I like that he recognized, let me get inside of the paint and go for those easy buckets.
Yeah, I definitely think he's finding his rhythm tonight. Hopefully he can continue this rhythm as the game goes on, but continue to make better, smart shot selections, as the game goes on.
Yeah, it's better shot selection, maybe something more down low when he sees them settling for jump shots.
Mm-hmm.
As now Kent inbounds the ball. Marcus Thornton are going to hurry up. He's 6-5 seconds coming up here. Quick shot left wing, no good, rebounded, kicked around, Blakeney gets it, and that'll lead us to halftime, and it is 45-43. Windy City leads over the Canton Charge. We'll take a quick break and be right back here listening to Windy City Bulls basketball here on SportsTownChicago.com.